with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Federal workers had until Thursday midnight to accept the administration's offer to resign with pay through the end of September. But a judge in Massachusetts put the plan on hold and has scheduled a hearing for Monday. Several labor unions sued over the deferred resignation plans, which were orchestrated by Trump advisor Elon Musk, who's spearheading efforts to downsize and reshape the federal workforce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The NCAA has changed its participation policy for transgender athletes, limiting competition in women's sports to athletes born female. The change came a day after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' and women's sports. The Senate Judiciary Committee has delayed its vote on the nomination of Kash Patel to head the FBI. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats on the committee are so opposed to advancing the nomination, they've forced a hold, meaning the committee vote won't happen until next week. The delay is not expected to prevent Patel's eventual confirmation. Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has described Patel's career as, quote, a study in fighting for unpopular but righteous causes, exposing corruption, and putting America first. Bob Agnew reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will order state officials to advance implementation of a state rule aimed at making more homes more fire-resistant in a wind-driven wildfire after years of delay. The rule requires homeowners to clear combustible materials like dead plants and wooden furniture within 5 feet of homes in fire-prone areas. This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats are determined to pass assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, 9 states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has agreed to temporarily block prison officials from transferring 3 men living as women back to men's facilities and terminating their access to hormone therapy. Those actions were to be undertaken because of the executive order signed by President Trump ending federal support for transgenderism. Judge Royce Lamberth issued his written ruling. This is SRN News. The first deployment of Mexican troops is arriving at its northern border with the U.S.
A line of Mexican National Guard and Army trucks rumbled along the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, on Wednesday. Masked and armed, they picked through brush running along the border on the outskirts of Ciudad Juarez, pulling out ladders tucked away in the trenches and pulling them onto trucks. Patrols were also seen on other parts of the border near Tijuana, Mexico.
Correspondent Karen Chama says the deployment enacts the pledge by Mexico's president to assign 10,000 troops to thwart fentanyl smuggling. Some 10,000 grocery store workers are now on strike in Denver and nearby areas, claiming unfair and illegal negotiating practices by the King Soopers store chain. Picket lines began forming Thursday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.